Kevin Buckburn going on in a minute. Tapers and relay broadcasters, we will be going on momentarily. He said whoops. Alright, can we hear the guest? Do you hear the guest? Alright, good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight we have a very special show. The theme is Holy Vagina. And to help us... The music's loud? Okay. Good evening, this is Reverend Buckburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is Holy Vagina. And we have a very special guest to help us celebrate the vagina. We have Caroline Rothstein from the University of Pennsylvania, who is the producer of the Vagina Monologues at the University of Pennsylvania, who did a show just after Valentine's Day, and it was incredible. And thank you for coming, and welcome. Are you hearing her? Turn that mic up. All right. Mic two. All right.
Now can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And we're going to talk to her about the Vagina Monologues, her other projects, and all kinds of great stuff. And we have a very special award coming. And Caroline is going to help us do the presentations for Asshole of the Week and the runner-ups. And all this and more. So we're going to start off tonight's Holy Vagina show with the Hooters doing a song for TV evangelists entitled Satellite.
white ducks fly on past the sun. Their wings flash silver at the moon, while waters rush down the mountain tongue. My organs play a circus tune. I dance to the wonder of your feet, and sing to the joy of your knees. The cold white dress on the mountain breast paints the frozen trees.
Here's another question I've been pondering. What is all this shit about angels? Have you heard this? 3 out of 4 people now believe in angels. What are you, fucking stupid? Huh? Has everybody lost their fucking mind in this country? Angel shit. You know what I think it is? I think it's a massive collective psychotic chemical flashback from all the drugs, smoked, swallowed, snorted, shot, and absorbed rectally by all Americans from 1960 to 1990. 30 years of adulterated street drugs will get you some fucking angels, my friend. Angels. Angel shit. What about goblins, huh? Doesn't anybody believe in goblins? You never hear about them, except on Halloween. Halloween, it's always negative shit, too. You ever notice that? And zombies. Where the fuck are all the zombies? That's the trouble with zombies. They're unreliable. I say if you're going to buy the angel bullshit, you might as well go for the zombie package as well. Here's another horrifying aspect of American culture. The pussification, the continued pussification of the American male in the form... Yeah, all right. In the form of Harley Davidson theme restaurants. What the fuck is going on here?
Thank you. My guess. Like,
give me an M.
L.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me your money.
Sure.
What's that spell?
Mall.
What's that spell?
Shopping mall.
Part of my greed, you're addicted to time to lead your American family's 1530 years.
No Fun doing Mindless Aggression. Private School did Rock and Roll Radio. Jello Biafra with DOA did That's Progress. The Soviets did Paranoia Cha-Cha-Cha. George Carlin did Angels. Country Joe and the Fish did their tribute to the Vagina entitled Porpoise Mouth. And started off with the Hooters doing Satellite. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 or so. And the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA. And repeat broadcasted Wednesdays from 6 in the morning until 8 o'clock. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend for ideas for the forthcoming show themes, or feedback to past shows or song requests, birthdays, dedications, requested exorcisms or reverse exorcisms. Right, Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Next week on The Reverend Is In, if this is still a go, the return of Lady Simone. No relation to any Christian supremacist, male psycho, stalker, obsessive, crazy nut fucks that we discussed this past winter of possibly a similar name. Lady Simone, who was a bride on this show 1 year ago, and it'll be the anniversary. It's still going well with Mr. Beefcake, and she will be back to do the show with the Reverend. And additional future shows in the month of March include Palm and Stroke Sunday and Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. In April, the Reverend's birthday show, and of course in May, another sacred holiday traditional show when we celebrate Memorial Day. And additional future themes when we get around to them include Recovery for Propagandists, where we will discuss the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems and such mythical propagandistic bullshit terms such as love addiction or sex addiction or porn addiction or internet addiction or golf club addiction or any other propagandistic misuses of the word addiction. We will cover why that is total bullshit, and we will have a lot of fun and laughs and entertainment therein. Other future shows include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, pubic property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of life, liberal and conservative, left-wing and right-wing, Christian fundamentalists and groupthink freethinkers, and what have you. And all of your ideas so far have been incorporated into the forthcoming pubic property show. Other future shows include the return of Demonica and the return of, or the first time appearance of, the Sarah Firefox, author of the forthcoming book Sexy Witch, in which a review from Reverend Bookburn will be included in the book cover. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Holy Vagina, and to help celebrate the Holy Vagina is Carolyn Rothstein, who is the producer of the Vagina Monologues as it appeared at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, here in this beautiful city. Thank you for coming, and that was an incredible show.
Thank you. Thank you for being there, and thank you for having me tonight.
That is an absolute pleasure. I don't know if they're hearing you, and somebody will probably message that. So, because
I think one of my buddies out there keeps IMing, so maybe he'll let us know if he can hear me.
Yes.
You know who you are.
Okay, you're on now.
Okay, great.
I have you all the way up. You have to act like these things are like it's like a member and you're a porn star.
Right.
Like you have to be like practically right up against it.
Okay. And, I get it.
Which is cool. Yes, it was a great show. It was right after Valentine's Day, and it was also a benefit for good causes?
Yeah, the Vagina Monologues is part of a national, international organization that helps to stop violence against women. It was a Broadway production by Eve Ensler about 8 years ago, and then it became this international campaign where the proceeds from any production done around the world in colleges go straight to helping local organizations and international organizations that help to stop violence against women. So from our production, our proceeds went to Women Organized Against Rape of Philadelphia and Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania.
All right. And the show itself was so diverse. It went from humor material to shaving the vagina to celebrating the vagina to serious issues such as abuse and
right.
Mutilation around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And was that reflective of how the show usually goes?
Yeah, there's a specific format that the show follows every year. So Eve Ensler did a great job when she created the show of making sure that all the different aspects of women's issues and the vagina were put into the show, just like you mentioned.
Cool. Okay, and how is your campus for activism and organizing around these issues? Is there apathy, or are there a lot of people involved?
Well, that's a good question, and maybe now's my time to lash out at Penn. I personally have been extremely fortunate to become a huge activist since coming to Penn. I'm involved in a lot of different groups that deal with women's issues, racial issues, gay rights issues. I mean, I'm kind of all over the board in making sure I cover everything, but I feel that the rest of the student body as a whole is kind of apathetic. They're sort of in their self-absorbed, I got to get my Ivy League degree and then go on and make a lot of money world. However, there is a like network of activists, which I feel a part of. And I think that they are really committed. And when people are committed, they really do go out of their way to fight for whatever they believe in. However, I think that sometimes people get so caught up in proving that their oppression is more important than someone else's. So never, you know, there's not enough dialogue amongst groups, amongst the campus, in terms of really hashing out their own personal issues with oppression.
Are there also campus issues? Like, aren't they expanding in West Philadelphia and kind of fucking over a lot of people in the surrounding neighborhoods?
Yeah, there's a ton of debate on campus over that. On one hand, it's good for the university to keep expanding and make it bigger. And, like, I'm in a spoken word group, and I have a friend who's one of his poems says, then Penn charges us 40 G's, and now we're happy to live in the hood. I mean, it's, you know, that's kind of the mentality of some people on campus, that all of a sudden, you know, you make 40th Street really pretty, and then students feel it's safe to walk into West Philly. So I think there can be a lot more work done between the university and the community, which we're being guests in, you know?
And is it true that the university police think that they can just go anywhere in the city and kind of be like these macho, goon, thuggish kind of guys? So somebody at the old Radio Volta site was saying that anytime they encounter one of these goons, it's worse than the usual Philadelphia cops.
I'll be honest, I don't really know about that. I do know that There have been issues with racial profiling from the Pennsylvania police.
Oh, yeah.
People I personally know, and that is, in my opinion, a bigger issue. I have no idea what goes on outside the university walls, but I mean, in the periphery of Penn, and within Penn's campus, there's some terrible racial profiling that goes on.
You mentioned spoken word. And did you bring any of your work?
I did. Some of it is in my head, some of it's on paper.
Okay, can we get a taste now?
Yeah. Any genre requests? Anything?
None. You have full artistic license.
Since the last time I was on the radio doing spoken word, I was completely censored and furious by it.
By who?
By the FCC and all those pieces of shit that censor you. So,
join me now. Say fuck the FCC with me.
Okay. Fuck the FCC.
Fuck you, FCC. You
so in honor
Taliban
of the
wannabe.
Fact that I am uncensored on the radio, I will do this piece called The Slut. And it goes like this. I used to be easy. I used to let the boys be sleazy. Please me, motherfucker, please me. Tease me, motherfucker, tease me. Squeeze my tits, rub my clit. Oh, fuck me, screaming, hit that shit, bitch. And then I came to my senses, raising female subjugation fences, pretenses that my sexuality is evanescent, evaporating from my claim, effervescing from my labia for heterosexual men to tame, maim my femininity, debauch my virginity, augment your chauvinistic masculinity, and well, I'll reach sexual divinity, cause that's what we've been taught. Caught in oppressive lies between my voluptuous eyes, stare into my eyes and tell me you love me so that you're guaranteed sex. Exploit my defensive reflex so that you can rape me when I'm too drunk to notice and slip your dick into my cock. My cunt from the front. Oh yeah, bitch, from the back. You wanna tap my ass? You wanna harass my gendered class? I'm coughing up millennia of male hegemony, administering my body on how it ought to be naughty. I need to be lewd, rude, crude, and interrupt this broadcast with a blowjob interlude. Titty, fuck my humanity. Make me plead lyrical insanity when I say no. I owe you an orgasm to love you long time and deal with being jailed in your superior macho confines. Blow lines of cocaine off your penile membrane so I'm fully alert when you squirt semen on my face because I know you dig that, baby. Fuck me like a whore because that's what all women are. Commodified Cuban cigars to be smoked, toked like the bubonic clonic blunt that you and your boys patch around like bitches. Ditch her when she twitches and you find out her glitches. Mainly it's she won't fuck on the first date, so pass her off to your roommate and fuck over his fake because he won't be getting laid tonight. He won't be getting paid tonight for his job well done in creating a male monarchic kingdom where freedom is for the citizen men and treason is for the weak and feeble ladies enslaved to behave like you want, fought, and taught me to. I used to be easy. I used to let the boys be sleazy. Now I'm a queasy feminist, nauseated that my worth has been obliterated by insipid boys with flaccid toys and a serious inferiority complex because they're afraid of the feminine power that towers like mythical rain showers. But the hour nears when you will no longer devour my sensual power. I'm closing up shop, and only the worthy can feel my curvy physique and kindly make love to my sexual mystique.
Oh. If there were people in the next room, I would demand applause immediately.
Thank you.
Applaud by your computers, people listening. And one of whom, and we're hearing from her through instant message, is, and I hope this doesn't frighten you.
No, not at all.
Your mom.
I know, she's a little bit of a...
Your mom is writing to us.
She's like trying to control it and make it all perfect. I love you, Mom. You're just a very, you know, typical Jewish mother.
That was cool. That was
Thank
really
you.
Cool. And let's see. All right. Later on, we'll do the award. And let's see. Oh, have you seen the Vagina Monologues DVD?
No, I haven't.
That I think that's a new release. It's
yeah,
in the store.
Yeah.
I think it's with Jane Fonda and a lot of famous people.
I think I get a discounted price as a producer, and I haven't had time to jump on that bandwagon yet, so I'll get around to it.
You should get a copy.
I should.
On the show. Okay. So, what the fuck is with all these people? Yo, that was awesome.
I could do more.
Okay. All right, let's do more.
Okay.
People are loving this.
All right. Well, since the Vagina Monologues was about helping, well, you know, the money is all going to help stop violence against women, I'll do a piece about my own personal experience, as we had talked about earlier. And yeah, I think the piece should speak for itself. It's much more serious than the last piece, but I can toss in some crazy funny shit later. So this is entitled Noah. I am sitting on the floor of the bathroom stall in the first floor hall waiting and debating. I am sitting on the floor of the bathroom stall in the first floor hall crying, dying inside, trying to decide what to use to abuse myself like you abused me, unable to see that it's not my fault. I am squatting on the floor of the bathroom stall in the first floor hall, looking through my backpack for a pen. One has a metal clip that I flip upside down, twist around as I fall to the ground with my back to the wall. I take the clip and begin to slit the skin of my left upper thigh, reaching an endorphin high. The pain inside subsides and resides on the outside to hide the internal war of me, the victim, versus me, the whore that I think I am. But I've done this before on the bathroom floor. But before the floor had been at home, the bathroom floor had been my own. And now I crouch here on my own alone in the bathroom stall, the first floor hall of my high school, missing Latin class without an excuse past passing time by slicing my leg, enticing the blood to burst through my veins and surface to the surface to symbolize my bloody left thigh. It's a metaphor for the whore that I think I am. As I try to stand, I shake, I tremble, I start to resemble the way that I felt when he knelt beside me and shoved me to the pretty pink carpet and wrapped me in a blanket of frozen fear, trapped for a year until now, as I kowtow to the toilet that I hold to pull myself up, as I tremble and shake like I do as I write this poem. I am standing on the floor of the bathroom stall in the first floor hall, crying, bleeding, pleading with God to make me okay, pleading with God to take my pain away, to take my life away, to take my luck away, to make me fucking say, I hate you for molesting me, and I hate you for investing in me. Your oppressive time, your aggressive effort, an effort to seem playful. You've made me fucking hateful, and I hate you, and now I hate me, myself, and I feel worthless. I feel meaningless and insignificant, no longer innocent. You stole my adolescence like society stole my childhood. You stole my self-esteem like my nightmares steal my dreams. At the seams, you've ripped my being like the way I've ripped my skin on my leg that's bleeding. I am somewhere on the floor of the bathroom stall in the first floor hall, 15 and miserable, with a pain that's inconceivable, a story unbelievable, because everyone would rather listen to the oppressive male football player than the victimized female leg slayer. So that's another piece. I guess that's sort of dark and deep. I can throw in another happy one so people leave on a positive note.
We do everything on the show. We cover the positive side of the universe. We cover the assholes of the world who make wars, all the way down to the people who abuse. We cover, in fact, we started a whole new project in which we are going to ultimately show a pattern of the molesters, and how it's not just the priests, but a lot of the people who are the loudest mouths for abstinence and Christian supremacy and morals and family values and all that kind of rhetorical bullshit that creates these monsters. It started with the Rehab for Pedophile Priest shows that we did on the show, and then it expanded to Demonica reporting on family members of a friend of hers, and then it expanded to the Franklin scandal we exposed last week, that article I was telling you about.
Right, right.
With the child prostitution and porn rings that led up to Reagan and Daddy Bush, and of course anything that leads to Daddy Bush leads to his moronic son. And the piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump.
Right.
And and so now, when there's more research on this, and others and myself are on it, that will be presented on the show, and you can come back to lambast them.
All right.
For all that they do.
Sure.
After turning themselves into such freakazoids. Okay, let's go happy.
All right. Happy, funny, crazy. This is called They Call Me Granola. And I'm gonna give the little background. I hate to preface my piece usually, but basically I went on a campus TV show called Midnight Live a few years ago, and I did this piece called My Segregated Campus, and I happened to be wearing a tie-dyed shirt and a long hippie skirt and a hem necklace that day, and people start calling in and they're like, yo, Granola, do you like fish and the dead? Do you want to go on a date and smoke some weed? And I was like, hi, you're very immature. So I'm in the cab, sharing a cab with some random students from Penn after winter break one year, and this guy's like, wait, did you once do Midnight Live? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh my god, you're Granola. And I was like, excuse me? He's like, my friends are the ones that called in and called you Granola. And I was like, great. And he was like, I can't wait to tell my friends I met Granola. And I was like, I can't wait to tell my friends I met the assholes that called in and called me Granola. So this is for that football player, and for anyone that likes to put people in boxes. They call me granola. I rock activism like I'm jerking off a revolution. Semen towering over your neck like pearls from my mother's jewelry collection. I orgasm anti-discrimination and egalitarianism like a collision of Eastern mysticism to Westernism. I envision Jerry Garcia when I'm fungus tripping at swimming foursome concerts in CSNY shirts. They call me granola. I wear peasant skirts and flirt with hippie crack, huffing balloons like a nitrous buffoon. I unanimously reach utter ultimate euphoric transcendence and dance into realms where I write down on post-its that God is a drug. I give group hugs and eat bugs of brownies because they're natural like shaving. They call me granola. I say, fuck you, Bush. And I'm not referring to you eating out my cunt. I punt feminism across the 50-yard line zone into an end zone of sexism where I stop on it, staple gun it to a tree, and hear that tree shriek. I drink from creeks of environmentalist hit lists, switching all my light switches on, spitting gum into bushes, and they try to call me granola. But I say, fuck my generation. I wish I could station myself on the corner of Haight Ashbury. I'd take acid laced with flaccid idealistic fantasies about what it'd have been like to have been a real hippie rocking Mary Prankster Dayglo vest, but dressed to the nines. I sometimes rock brand names. And I like to play Beirut and other frat-tastic drinking games, and they try to call me granola, but I listen to Fish and other jam bands. I am my Woodstock DZD. I cover my torso with Grateful Dead scenery. I wear my hair curly and long. I sing along to anti-war songs, but I like hip-hop and punk and ska, and I actually wear a bra, and I don't smoke pot, and they try to call me granola. They try to label me and disable me from the fertility of my belief, dress, and musical taste mobility. They insist that I'm an ultra-liberalist, radical, irrational, and overly international, like a quack psychedelic maniac flowered out laughing on my back. They call me granola. You try to call me granola. You try to label me and disable me to just be myself. I am not a fucking bowl of cereal.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have to record this stuff.
All right.
This is a move over, Karen Finley. A great spoken word artist.
Thank you.
Is now talking on four continents of listeners.
Wow.
And that is so deserved to be heard. All right, let's play a set of songs and come back. Cool. And we'll do, if you so choose, the self-liberation pledge.
I'm all for it.
Okay. And listeners know what that is. The Reverend has written an alternative to the abstinence pledges that started with Reverend Moon's church and then was...
I took a class on the Moonies last semester.
Oh, okay.
Really fascinating people.
They started this. They started these abstinence pledges in schools.
Oh, God.
And then that was adopted by all kinds of groups in the American Christian Taliban that, you know, have all these pledges and pledge pins and all that kind of shit. But the Reverend has written his alternative to the abstinence pledge called the self-liberation pledge.
All right.
And if you'll join me in that after the set, we will do that.
I would love to.
We'll have the awards and a whole lot more. On another downer note, probably while the show was on last week, while we were doing the anti-President's Day show, Hunter Thompson, author of several books, including Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and all kinds of other books, took his own life. And he was an incredible writer. He was one of the better voices against Bush last year. And he's the subject of a film starring Bill Murray in which he plays Hunter Thompson called Where the Buffalo Roam. If you want to see a movie about him, or if you're unfamiliar with him. But he's been gone since last Sunday, and I think we can agree to dedicate tonight's show to the memory of Hunter S. Thompson. And there were some good tributes to him on the internet, and the Reverend's friend, Dr. Susan Block, wrote a good piece for him, and a couple other people that I saw. And Godstopper sent me a good piece about him. And let's play him a song. And this is one of your tracks. It's by Murphy's Law.
It's by Murphy's Law. My roommate Greg gave me a copy of it. He's a big Murphy's Law fan.
Okay. And what is this track called?
Quest for Herb.
Oh, you know Hunter Thompson would be honored to be.
He would be.
Paid a tribute with a song called Quest for Herb.
Yes, definitely.
All right. This is in memory of the late Hunter S. Thompson. Murphy's Law doing Quest for Herb. Lord, make this machine work.
Earth, it really makes love hard to understand. when your war is the same old place. The pounding drums, the pride of disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, don't forget to say grace.
But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe we'll all leave. You tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe we'll all leave of destruction. Yeah, you don't believe.
Massachusetts or New England somewhere, and I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution, and I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. As I get closer, I notice it's my mother, except she looks just like Ethel Merman, and they got sees me and her daughter staring at her from the crowd. And with tears in her eyes, tears in her eyes, she tells me she loves me. Except she sings, I love you. She lived with cats and worked with herbs. Why, before we know it, the FDA is going to destroy the entire holistic community.
What do you say we lighten things up and talk about abortion? You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. Can't we once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying idiot fucks? I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Please, give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. What does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. We gotta have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? And people say, well, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. It's your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a three-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being. Okay? It's a bunch of little congregate of cells. You're not a human until you're in my phone book. There, my hat is now in the political ring.
One, two, one, two, three! Well, his name is Johnny Jr., but his friends call him Hot Rod. And he's rummaging through an old Ford graveyard. Don't care what you say. And he's working on a plan to blow him all away. Yeah! He got a last minute sponsor from the Catfish Cafe. Got drunk and hauled it down to Kentucky Motor Speedway. Wait for the start of flag. So he flipped them all off and said, so long, friends. Let's go.
You heard Nashville Pussy doing Johnny Hot Rod. Bill Hicks did Pro Life from his Rant in E Minor CD. Ann Magnuson did Sex with the Devil. DOA did Eve of Destruction and started off with Murphy's Law doing Quest for Herb. And that went out to memory of the late, great Hunter S. Thompson. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Holy Vagina. And we're with a very special live guest, Caroline Rothstein, who is the producer of the University of Pennsylvania's version of the Vagina Monologues, as well as spoken word artist and a thousand other things, all of which are great. And thank you for all of the spoken word. If you tuned in late and missed it, you missed something great.
Thank you.
And now we have a pledge.
All right.
Because, oh, you know what? We have to save this. Because it has to be followed by a song.
Oh, okay.
And you know what song is going to celebrate it. All right, ixnay that. Let's just go right into your award.
Oh, I have an award, or I'm giving awards.
You are receiving an award.
Oh, I feel like I'm in a high school assembly.
Well, I was hoping you would feel like you were on the award show.
I am. The Oscars, because I'm competing with the Oscars, which is quite ironic, because when I was 15, I used to think I would one day get one if I were ever an actress, and I'd make a fake Oscar speech in the mirror, but anyway.
You're getting something so much better.
Yay!
So I hope you're prepared to make a speech.
I am. I'm always prepared to make a speech.
Okay. Then get ready, because I think this award is so much more special than all the ones all those hokey people are getting.
Okay.
You know, in their, you know, look what outfit I bought. You
for
know,
$5,000,000.
Yeah, chi-chi, you know, lives. can say this is something truly worth bragging about.
Okay.
And you are the first recipient ever of this award. Dr. Susan Block in Los Angeles from drsusanblock.com got Reverend Bookburn's Emma Goldman Freedom Fighter Award.
Wow.
When I was on her show, which is video and audio streaming, and the Radio Susie show, and a censored version appears on cable TV in LA and Hollywood area, and it's awesome. It's very sexy. It's very cool. It's very Ashcroft and Bush bashing and very erotic and very everything. And she got that award, and there's been other awards on this show, but for the first time ever, you were the recipient of Reverend Bookburn's Sacred Vagina Award in recognition of a sacred and holy vagina, as well as the mind of the recipient, who has the consciousness and compassion to take action against the pain, abuses, and injustices of this world, in recognition of an exceptional producer, activist, and spoken word artist, in recognition of a person who applies her energy to reverse the damage of Christian supremacists, male supremacists, and all forces of bigotry and hate. You are hereby presented with Reverend Bookburn's Sacred Vagina Award. It is my honor and duty as a clergy person to present to Caroline Rothstein, producer of the Vagina Monologues at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, the Reverend Bookburn's Sacred Vagina Award.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I make a speech?
Oh, please.
Okay, well, first, I have to thank God, because isn't that what everyone does? So I'd like
thank
to
you,
thank
Santa
God.
Thank you, Santa Claus. Thank you. Thank you, Zeus.
I'd like to thank my version of supernatural energy, so we won't get into that spiel. I'd like to thank my parents for being your average Democrat in a nice white neighborhood suburb of Chicago, and
especially
always,
your mom.
Especially my mom. My father's probably run and hid from this whole radio show, but I'd like to thank my parents for teaching me that everybody in this entire world is equal, and there's no one that deserves any privilege above anyone else unless they're a good human being kind to others over a bad human being evil to others and not caring about other people. So let's see, my parents, I'd like to thank the University of Pennsylvania for being fairly moderate and apathetic and allowing me to have a space to, I don't know, test out the grounds of activism. all the amazing people I've met in college and in my life that have taught me how important people are above anything else, and that it's the human connection you make with someone that is essential, not what they look like, what they do with their life, etc., etc. Let's see, I'd like to thank my producer, my director, my the lighting costume designer. Oh gosh, I'm so flabbergasted, I can't even know. And well, I'd like to thank the Academy and blah, blah, blah. But thank you very much for having me on the show tonight, and thank you for the Sacred Vagina Award. I will frame this and hang this on my wall as a reminder that even when you wake up in the morning and you think all hope's lost because there are idiots all over the world, and especially running the country, that don't really listen to other people, this will remind me that there are people out there that care to make a difference and that care to enact change. So thank you.
Wow, a spontaneous acceptance speech. And I'm going to tell you that, and this is totally true, not bullshit at all, I did not tell her the content of the award, the name of the award, and we talked about the Academy Awards this week, and I said, well, you get an award, and that was all she knew. So that was a spontaneous acceptance speech after learning for the first time the nature of the award that she was receiving on the show. That was live and spontaneous, and that was a great acceptance speech.
Thank you. I hope better than Cuba Gooding Jr.
All right, now, you have heard of the Dead Kennedys.
I have.
Okay. Well, once upon a time, they were a legitimate band. They were fronted by Jello Biafra, who runs Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. Anything that says Dead Kennedys on a different label is like buying a scab product.
Okay.
Union Busters or Sweatshoppers or any of that kind of bullshit. And what happened was the three former members decided they were getting old and wanted to cash in and sell the songs for jeans commercials and all kinds of stupid shit. And they did a few cash-in tours. Why not? Vanilla Ice did it. You know, and cash in and get a scab singer, the former Eddie Munster, no less, Brandon Cruz, and form the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. And their latest antics, if this is true, and please tell the Reverend, write quail at sjcdc.org, and tell the Reverend if you know this to be true or not, was to sell the Dead Kennedys version of Viva Las Vegas to, I'm not kidding, Fox Network's American Idol television show. And if that is true, then this contest is already on. And you long-term listeners know that a lot of bands and guests have been through here and have left all kinds of great memorabilia. The musicians, the people who got spanked. There's all kinds of memorabilia and great prizes to win if you win a Reverend Bookburn contest. And the contest pertaining to the corporate scab Dead Kennedys is if you nail any of the four of those fuckers with a pie or Jello, I guess that would be fitting to hit them with actual Jello, or anything else so long as it is harmless, because we don't like hurting and we don't like real nasty shit on the show. But if it's a harmless gesture that communicates the message, then you, upon verification that you got them first, will win the prize. Actually, a Santa bag full of prizes on The Reverend Is In. And maybe you could think of something over the next couple of weeks also that could be in the prize pot for people who get the corporate scab Dead Kennedys. And please check out alternativetentacles.com, because they're running regular updates on the latest antics and a hoeing of the old Dead Kennedys music and all that it ever stood for as they turn into the corporate scab band. Bush is so proud. All right, we got that out of the way. A couple of quick plugs. In addition to Dr. Susie's show, drsusanblock.com, where you can see her tribute to the vagina on her video and audio streaming show, Radio Susie. She has her special guest, the Squirter. I guess no explanation is needed. She has a live squirt guest on her show, and that is on every Sunday night. And like the Reverend show, except for tonight, her guests sometimes flake out, but the Squirter did show up unlike her guests Valentine's weekend or the Reverend's live band last week. And you can see the squirter at drsusanblock.com. All right. And an article I have to plug, even though I'm really going to keep the plugs down while I have a live guest. An article on the Defense Department's television show. This is even more retarded than Cops as a entertainment show. And with Donald Rumsfeld and other war criminals and criminal sociopaths with blood, well, not on their hands, but on their entire bodies,
right,
up to
right.
their throats. And it's called Rummy TV. And it's a great article on that subject, and it's at Arianna Huffington's webpage, which is at Arianna, A-R-I-A-N-N-A, ArianaOnline.com. And let's see. To support medical marijuana exiles who fled the USA to seek asylum and exile and freedom in Canada, check out Rene Boger's site, Rene, B-O-J-E, ReneBoger.com, and Steve Cubby at Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y.com. All right. Let's see. That's that. Yeah, I have a million plugs, but... Oh, did you hear about Bush's pot quote? Speaking of...
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Speaking...
What an idiot.
I don't want some little kid doing what I tried. Now I'm thinking...
I didn't exhale.
Yes. Now, the Reverend has never done an ad, ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's never taken money for the show.
Right.
Or taken money for plugs or anything. He's never done a commercial or an ad of any kind. And certainly has never said anything anti-hemp. However, it might be just a little bit tempting to do a Bush-related anti-hemp ad. Because could you imagine how good you could make it?
Yeah.
Kids... Do you want to smoke something that was smoked by this total fucking retard? Do you want even the remotest possibility that you could end up like this international embarrassment? Just say no to herb. It was smoked by this fuckhead. This was a paid announcement for parents concerned about... herbs smoked by the fucking squatter, illegal resident by a coup, George W. Hemphead Bush.
I'd never heard him referred to as a squatter before. I like that.
Yes, he is the White House squatter.
He is the White House squatter.
He is the twice unelected by a coup, by election fraud, into the White House squatter. And along with that, transgender person named Laura, who
right
goes around pretending that she was born female, but we don't judge her because we think that is her right.
That is her right to be whatever gender or not gender she wants to be.
Identify, yes. And so, but nevertheless, the fact remains they are squatters.
Yes.
And although I normally support squatters' rights,
yes,
I think that's a little excessive.
I do agree with you. Especially. Squatting in someone's house or an abandoned building is a lot different than squatting in the White House. So.
Yes, with tax dollars flooding
right.
the bill and Enron dollars pumping up the coffers. All right. You are fun to do radio with. All right. No, no more plugs. God, the time goes. All right, let's do the self-liberation pledge.
Okay.
And then we'll do the song. All right, as you know, since you are a student.
Yes.
There are all these things like the abstinence pledge and the
right.
abstinence ring and the abstinence pins and all that kind of silly horseshit. And as if. and so the Reverend wrote an alternative to that, which means that I have to read the first paragraph and then it is a repeat after the Reverend. Are you ready?
All right. I am ready.
All right. This is Reverend Bookburn's alternative to the American Christian Taliban's and Reverend Moon's abstinence pledges. It is for sexually active people or those who wish they were.
Me.
This, that's notes. You have full reign.
Maybe the laughter will get me a date.
Will be self-expressive. on this show. No censorship. No FCC fuckheads.
Right, right.
Assholes.
Okay, okay. Who wish they were. Continue.
It is for sexually active people or those who wish they were. This pledge is for sex positives of all orientations and lifestyles. The Reverend has a dream and envisions all sex positives, dancers, sex workers, swingers, adult film stars, transgendered people, bikers, hippies, punks, squatters, like Bush, hemp users, rock and rollers, hip hoppers, activists
Woo!
Of any kind, and anyone who values or enjoys freedom and justice to take this pledge and actively resist theocracy and the loss of their rights. The Self-Liberation Pledge. All right, repeat after the Reverend.
Okay.
First is your name.
Caroline Rothstein.
Hereby free myself. From
the restrictions and imposed guilt.
From any and all religious dictatorships. I hereby declare myself free to love. And be sexual with any person or persons I choose. Who are fully grown and not in a coma.
Good God.
As long as it is consensual. Well, we have to say that in case a priest ever takes the pledge. We want them fully
totally
grown.
Totally. Consensual.
And fully grown.
Yes, yes. And not in a coma. Good God, that's disgusting. What I do for work or pleasure
is my business. And does not define my personhood. I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
Sorry, I was seeing what my mother was saying because I'm a little terrified that I might not be allowed home at spring break.
I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
Yeah. I am now free to fully express myself sexually.
So long as I do not lie or hurt anyone else. I am free to be sexual. With as many partners as I choose.
I hope my dad isn't listening anymore.
As long as I am open about it. Hear that, Mom?
Oh, God.
I shall no longer feel. One bit of guilt.
Good Lord, I really hope my sister's not listening. One bit of guilt.
For
the delightful pleasure of masturbation.
I am free to explode and scream with orgasmic pleasure.
Orgasmic pleasure.
I am not a bad person for this. The people in government. Multinational corporations. Fascistic clergy. Hate groups. Hypocrites. And scapegoaters. Are the true assholes of the world. I am now ready. For a special celebration. Of my guilt-free... Self-liberation pledge. All right, and you can celebrate with us. And so if you're with another person, you can celebrate with that person. If you're by yourself, you can use your toys. Or just rub your miracle monitor that you listen to the show through on your computer. We're going to celebrate in here with a special song by Lil' Kim from her Hardcore CD. And this beautiful, beautiful track is entitled Not Tonight. Are you ready to celebrate?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's the celebration begin.
Good Lord. J.M., y'all.
So deep, come on. I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me. Nighttime, pissy drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind it. Felt fine, especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming, gimme. Maybe on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Call sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what? I don't want it tonight.
Come on, come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, push a Q. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African black. He used to steal his bag, so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't frontin'. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't keep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new calf. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
Come on.
Downtown taste my love like harvest brown. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I'll give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. Screaming.
I don't want dick tonight.
You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with, they ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins, I got my own ends, immediate friends.
That's right.
Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish, I could be blunt. I treat it like it's precious, I ain't gon' front. But nip dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
I don't want dick tonight.
Say what? Come on.
I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right.
JM, y'all.
I don't want dick tonight.
It's JM, y'all.
Eat my pussy right.
Your mafia. It's JM, y'all.
I don't want dick tonight.
Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Y'all.
I don't.
little warehouse on a little island. I bet she's even got herself a little boyfriend, but she'd drop him in a flat for an American man. We're coming to get you. We're coming to save you. We're coming to free you from those who enslave you. Energy is constant, gentlemen are temporary. Never eat an apple from an orchard that was formerly a cemetery. Subsidiaries in any lesser than. Sit and be quiet until I invert the pentagram.
Rack of lamb,
Bethlehem style,
drained,
bloodless.
Pagan gods love this.
Fuck shrimp cocktail.
Get your girl's hair crimped.
Take her to a yard sale.
Donkey elephant hybrid copy written by Disneyland.
Take the turban off, put holy water parks and rediscovered sand.
Wait, let's tell the truth.
Yeah.
We're not holier than thou, but holy cow, there's people doing stuff God would never allow. Like guys kissing guys, and poor people too. There's plenty of jobs, find something to do. We think abortion is pretty messed up. If you don't want a kid, then don't be a slut. There's plenty of races on God's green planet. That doesn't mean you have to breed with them, God damn it.
I got a shirt made by little girl's hands in a little warehouse on a little island. I bet she's even got herself a little boyfriend, but she'd drop him in a flat for an American man. We're coming to get you. We're coming to save you. We're coming to free you from those who enslave you.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. He is the twice unelected resident by coup occupant and inappropriate squatter of the tax-funded White House. An international embarrassment, a corporate criminal, a war ho, and a stooge of Enron. Please do what you can to bring his inevitable fall and exposure just a little bit faster. Be active. Forward emails. Spread information. Oppose that decaying, recovered cokehead and third generation member of a corporate crime family and bring his fall for a better humanity. I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two? Well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Tonight, I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
All right, let's have a song by Rush Limbaugh. Did you know that he was an Oxycontin head?
No, I did not. Yes, of course I did, because it was all over the news, that idiot.
Okay, well, he has a song he wants to sing to us about that.
All right, I can't wait to hear it.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now, boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda, Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
Of the industry, my man Money B, the freaks of the industry, and when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that birds do it, bees do it,
do it.
Time to freak, Money B gets to it, not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet, I'll be the stunt man. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot,
yes.
Caressing your back with chest to chest, you're kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck upon your neck.
Oh, Money B.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and claiming. But it's not a wet dream, it's the real. The freaky dog, Doc Nasty. Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up, petting, teasing it, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Cause we're the freaks of the industry. Use a freak, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G-ing. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you, bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Booyah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom? B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love? Well, the answer is D.
D.
All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around till the booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder, you don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do?
What?
A, you're plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing.
Dissing.
Get back to my mission. intuition. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak. 'Cause we're the freaks of the industry. Yo, you worse, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. You know what, man? He's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time out there in the park?
Don't tell nobody. It's like this, not if there's a cure for this. We don't want it, we'll run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it, we just eat it. It's to the ladies.
I'm a freak, yo. Hey, yo, piano, take us out of here.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh. This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have some runner-ups. Sunday, February 27th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The first runner-ups, the corporate scab Dead Kennedys, for selling the songs for commercials and making a mockery of everything the band ever stood for. Please check out updates at AlternativeTentacles.com. The corporate scab Dead Kennedys, runners up to Asshole the Week. Can we get a fart sound for them? Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
A great live fart sounds are always better. The second runners up to Asshole of the Week are the Campaign Life Coalition. The Campaign Life Coalition, who are the webmasters of a site, of an anti-abortion site called LifeSite, have claimed that an anonymous hacker, not related to their group, hacked into Paris Hilton's personal computer, to her schedule and things to do list, and discovered that she purchased a morning after pill, which they refer to as a kill pill, and published it on their website in violation of her privacy and posting her personal information and using it as a propagandistic tool to preach against contraception and abortion. Campaign Life Coalition, runners up to Asshole of the Week. Do we have any more runners? Let's get all the runners up out of the way. No, that's all the runners up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now for the big moment. Are you ready to make a fart sound?
Sure.
All right, let's hear a fart sound.
I gave up. I tried to use my hand. It didn't work.
Right. That works good. You don't need your hands. This works just fine. Oh, no. We lost the fart sounds. We have to have the fart sounds.
Okay.
First, we will start with Cheech from Cheech and Chung.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
And now for that very special song. Here, do it in my microphone.
I'm not really good at this. Okay. Is that better? No, that was more like a horse.
Keep making fart sounds.
Okay.
All right. Asshole of the Week is Phil Klein, Attorney General of the State of Kansas. Asshole of the Week, Phil Klein, as Attorney General of Kansas, has subpoenaed the records of every abortion clinic in the state of Kansas. Oh yeah, makes an extra hard sound for that. Claiming to be investigating occurrences of underage sex and occurrences of late-term abortions.
I
it's
think
our
I'm
version
like,
of Amen.
Yeah.
A longtime abortion proponent, he is using the laws pertaining to his two subjects of investigation to subpoena the records of nearly 90 women.
Good Lord.
In the state of Kansas beginning in 2003. The state district judge, Richard Anderson, also an asshole, ruled for Klein, and the case is now being appealed to the Kansas Supreme Court. Attorney General of Kansas Phil Klein, you are Asshole
of the week.
A very, very special thank you to Caroline Rothstein for the live fart sounds.
Thank you.
For our asshole of the week.
That was my ass to the mic. If only I were that talented, I wouldn't even be in school. I'd be making so much money.
Such talent is very marketable. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Digital Underground did Freaks of the Industry. Al Franken, playing Rush Limbaugh, did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. Sublime did Smoke Two Joints. Grand Buffet did Americans Religious Right Rock. And started off with Lil' Kim doing Not Tonight. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is Holy Vagina. And to celebrate that, we have Caroline Rothstein. I hope you heard at least most of the show, the producer of the University of Pennsylvania's version of the Vagina Monologues in Philadelphia, PA, USA, and spoken word artist and much more, and fantastic person. And
thank you.
You have stuff forthcoming.
Sure. I'll do a few plugs. I'm a spoken word artist on campus, and I'm part of Penn's only spoken word performing arts group, the Exolano Project. And we will have our semester show in April, April 1st and April 2nd, Friday and Saturday night, in Houston Hall Auditorium. The time will most likely be 8 p.m. thereabouts. Tickets will be sold on Locust Walk at Penn's campus the week before the show and at the door the nights of the show. So please, if you like spoken word, if you enjoyed a smidgen of what I did, then the rest of my group is a million times better and more exciting. We're all totally diverse in our poetry and as people, and so yes, please check us out. Also, I just wanted to reiterate the importance of being aware and just like, you know, listening to people and having dialogue and communication. And I am very invested in helping to stop violence against women and violence against anyone. And so please, if you missed a production of the Vagina Monologues anywhere on earth this February and this year for V-Day, please, I encourage you to stay tuned for next year. It's an annual campaign, and it's not even a like monthly or daily campaign. It is an everlasting campaign that exists every second until there is no more violence. So I encourage you to, you know, be aware. And what else? Thank you for having me on here tonight. It was my pleasure. I hope my father and my sister will still talk to me. I know that my mother's still listening, but Natalie and Dad, if you walked away, that's chill. I respect that. Please talk to me again. So thanks to all my friends out there listening. You rule. I'm trying to think what else? I don't know. Shout out to George Bush, our president.
Yes. If he is the source of so much priceless comedy material. And the Vagina Monologues is also on DVD. And that is also a fundraiser. Oh, and there's a Reverend Bookburn reward if you find a vagina record that sounds like a grammar school, like slideshow. It's like, the vagina has over 1,200 muscles and blah, 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 blah. Boop! Like, change the slides. And it starts off real serious and scholar-like and then progresses and it gets funnier and funnier as it goes along. And it was on a college station around here. And if you find such a record, you will be heavily rewarded. If you find this record and or CD and get it to the Reverend. Okay, let's see. No more plugs. Let's see. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org. Next week is the return of Lady Simone, the first bride ever on the show. And probably without Mr. Beefcake, Brother Eric. And let's see. I was going to read this, but I'll save it for next week. An article from Democracy Now! It was actually a radio show that was also on Radio Volta that is about Dr. Sidney Wolfe, who talks about FDA-approved bad pills, from Vioxx to the Alzheimer drugs to over 180 other drugs. Good pills, bad pills. Dr. Sidney Wolfe, that's at democracynow.org. And that is essential reading. A big thank you to Caroline Rothstein for making this show. This is one of the best guest shows.
Thank you very much.
Ever. In 4 years.
Wow. Well, thank you. That's a huge honor. Thanks for having me. It was the best way to spend my Sunday night instead of studying for midterms. So.
And it is a holy day. So being on Holy Vagina Night is not only...
My rabbi would be proud.
Yes. I'm sure he would. And it would probably make the diaphragm spin at the top of his head.
Right. You know, be nice with the kippah.
All right. Yes. Now your family's really going to freak out. But thank you for coming, unless that's presumptuous. And... It was great. I hope you return with more spoken word stuff.
Thank
and
you.
Productions. You always have a home on The Reverend Is In.
Thank you very much.
You are considered a book burner and family member.
And the double entendres are fabulous.
And a sibling at Philadelphia Independent Media and the other outlets that broadcast The Reverend Is In. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Holy Vagina Show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer who didn't show up. Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center. Lord Jesus, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, First Bride on the Show, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show if they last. They're really fucking up. But if they last, they'll get married on the show. Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Thank you, Lady Pixan, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limptic, Malik, Leanne, and Tim. The Reverend also thanks Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Zvi, and spouse Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess, and family. And happy birthday, Mac Goddess. We forgot the birthdays. Happy birthday, Mac Goddess and Susie Lick. Thank you, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and believe it or not, Lebanese, and
woo!
Now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie, John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady, and her honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeg.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI, Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, and don't forget the pie to corporate scab dead Kennedys, Full Sucker Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Chew Books and Records on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merca and Family, Arizona Dude from the Dead Milkman Concert, Bonnie, Neen, Anna Lee, Nikki, Lonnie, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Leah, and the Beloit Pro-Choice Activists, Raheel, Susie Lick, the other birthday girl, Julie the Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, Annie Oakley, Carol Queen, the two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, The Midnight Creeps, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We remember you, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, D. Monica, Bush Liquors Everywhere, Diane, Fornbecker and Family, and most of all, to the very, very special guest, Caroline Rothstein, and everyone responsible for the University of Pennsylvania's production of The Vagina Monologue, as well as your collaborators and co-conspirators on other projects forthcoming. Thank you. Please return.
Thank you for having me.
And now, let us play a very fitting song for Thank the What?
The Scat Munchers?
Thank the Scat Munchers. You have funny friends.
That's Robbie.
All right. Thank you, Champion Lombard.
Robbie, you're famous.
Thank you, mother of Caroline Rothstein.
Yes. And thanks to my co-director, Jesse Lustgarten, the Vagina Monologues. I'm sorry I didn't shout out to you, Jesse.
Yes, thank you to every vagina. And let us play a track by, who is this? The Stunt Monkey. This is from an all-punk cover CD of the songs of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is Stunt Monkey doing Fanfare and Don't Dream It.
Cause